We are here because the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people demands our full attention and collaboration. It demands action and it demands solutions.
Governor Katie Hobbs hailed the turquoise alert back in May as a bipartisan way to address this issue in Arizona. The system went into effect on July 1st, and the first was 6-year-old Violet Coltus, who was identified as white. She was last seen at Sky Harbor Airport on July 12th. The State Department of Public Safety issued an alert nearly 2 weeks later, around 7 p.m. Wednesday, within 24 hours of being notified by Hawaii police, according to Kelsey Camiso, the DPS alert's coordinator.
Immediately after that alert went out, on our end, DPS, our OPCOM, our dispatch was receiving multiple calls.
As many as 30, and over the next 6 hours, Cottonwood police located the missing child at a woman's shelter with help from the FBI early Thursday morning. But some expressed confusion about the girl's native identity, and Camiso said that's because the turquoise alert had many iterations at the Capitol.
They decided to broaden that scope. That was done on the legislative end to include all members of our community.
Still, the state agency expects to issue no more than 30 alerts in any given year. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatarazio.